with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Congress has heard from a couple of generals who oversaw the deadly debacle that was the Biden withdrawal from Afghanistan. Retired General Frank McKenzie, the former U.S. Central Command chief, says the State Department waited too long to order an evacuation of civilians from Kabul.
It was my opinion then and my opinion now that that particular decision was the fatal flaw that created what happened in August.
The military men also say the Biden team ignored recommendations. 2,500 U.S. troops remain on the ground to maintain order. The evacuation descended into chaos, ultimately leading to a suicide bombing that killed 13 American service members. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno of Ohio says he wears his Trump endorsement as a badge of honor.
Under President Trump, this nation was safer. It was more secure. We had prosperity around the world. We had generationally low interest rates. And we had generationally low inflation.
Marino at last night's victory rally aired by WSYX WTTE. He trounced his two GOP challengers in the primary. He will face Democrat incumbent Sherrod Brown in November. Also at SRNNews.com, a former Trump White House advisor has reported to prison.
Former trade advisor Peter Navarro has begun serving his four-month prison sentence for refusing to cooperate with the House January 6th committee. He was found guilty of contempt of Congress charges. Navarro was defiant in remarks to reporters before he headed to the federal prison in Miami, calling his conviction the partisan weaponization of the judicial system. Navarro is the first senior Trump administration official to serve prison time related to the Capitol riot. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are down 42 points, while the Nasdaq futures 39 points higher. This is SRN News. Christians around the world are preparing for Holy Week.
It all starts this weekend with Palm Sunday, commemorating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, and continues on with Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday, March 31st. It's a festive time in a dangerous world. The Israel-Hamas war will depress the number of pilgrims who visit the Holy Land next week, and Russia's invasion is making it harder to celebrate in Ukraine. Still, churches will be filled in this country and around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been 10 years since the shocking kidnapping of hundreds of Christian schoolgirls by Islamic terrorists in Nigeria sparked outrage around the world. The problems in that African country have not been resolved, however. Earlier this month, Muslim radicals kidnapped more than 600 people in several locations. Christians were the target and have been for nearly 20 years in Nigeria, where the government seems powerless to bring the terrorists to heel. This is SRN News. The United Nations condemning China's ongoing crackdown on dissent in Hong Kong.
A national security law, which was unanimously approved by Hong Kong lawmakers on Tuesday, is widely seen as the latest step in a political crackdown triggered by pro-democracy protests in 2019. Jeremy Lawrence, UN human rights spokesman, denounces Hong Kong's adoption of the law.
The broadly defined and vague provisions in the bill under Article 23 of Hong Kong's basic law could lead to the criminalization of a wide range of conducts protected under international human rights law.
Lawrence adds, the ambiguity is deeply troubling. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says he will step down as leader of the country just as soon as a successor can be chosen. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow futures 42 points in the red. More details, SRNNews.com.